Today's June 1st. It's the day as we look as a Dolphins fan to saying, oh man, this thing's about to get either really crazy, really fun, really ugly. We don't know for sure exactly what's happening. Anthony Weaver, defensive coordinator for the Miami Dolphins, has said that Jalen Ramsey and the Dolphins have mutually decided to part ways. Of course, they are waiting for this day because after June 1st, you can trade without taking as big of a cap hit and, of course, having to pay as much of the salary that is guaranteed to the player. So speculation continues to fly around. Ian Rappaport, as I told you in the last segment, he said recently, I think Jonnu Smith wants to make money, to which Vlad would say, does today Sunday. There have been some teams that have nosed around. I mean, what player's like, actually, you know, I decided to take less and
no,
I want to make money?
Forget that. The analogy was great. That is such a me saying. I would say that.
Ian, save your breath, bro. Like, he literally said, I think Jonnu Smith wants to make money. Just, if that's a blanket statement, we'll take it. So it feels like he wants more money, okay, and would like to stay, though. Once again, there's been talk about more money, but that Jonnu Smith wants to stay in Miami. Heck, he had a career year last year. Why wouldn't he?
Think about it, bro. If you make some good money and you're in Miami, then no state tax.
Right, and he also played at FIU, so it's kind of a...
Like, he's down here. I think Jonnu wants to finish his career in Miami. What, how old is he now? 28, 29?
Mm-hmm.
So if you get a 3-4 year deal, yeah, man. Because this is probably his last chance at getting a big contract.
Here's what makes it interesting. Jalen Ramsey most likely going to be traded sooner than later, which would open up a lot of cap space. So maybe that's how you approach the Jonnu Smith situation. That's what Ian Rappaport is kind of theorizing.
But then why is Pittsburgh name being thrown in here?
Because his management is trying to raise the price by saying, okay, Pittsburgh probably reached out to the Dolphins. The Dolphins heard the trade offer because Chris Greer's open to anything right now. He's even said that. And therefore, you say, ooh, Jalen Ramsey, most likely going to be traded sooner than later. That's going to open up some cap space. You could say, oh, now that you have the money, you can go ahead and pay your second best or first best this year, past year, offensive player. Jalen Ramsey, though, of course, probably going to be parting ways. So maybe that is a situation where Jonnu Smith finds his way of getting paid, being happy here in Miami. If not, like I said, we've heard the Pittsburgh Steelers. There is trade talk about it. Smith about make $4.5 million this year, of course, as Ian Rappaport reports, thinks he wants more money. So we're going to have to kind of see how that plays out. I'm stating facts.
What is he talking about? Who doesn't want more money? Tell me anybody in life that doesn't want any money. More money.
Has there ever been a player that's like, actually, no, I don't want money. I prefer minimum salary and just go about my business.
Like, duh. Like, come on. What's wrong? Come on. Stop. Now, the question that needs to be asked is this. If you do trade Jonnu Smith,
whew,
how are you not telling me this is not a rebound?
Well, you've traded off all your best players, it seems like, other than Tua Tagovailoa, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle.
And to me, it seems that Tyreek's value might not be as high as people in Miami think and in his camp think. And that's why you've been hearing a lot of I'm going to make it up this season. I'm going to get back to being who I am. I got the 2,000 yards is in my mind, is my goal. I'm going to be back being the old cheetah. Yeah, I get that. You know, you want to make amends. But I also know who you are as well. And if there was value for you, you would be making a stink.
Oh, absolutely, man. It's supply and demand. We're going to get to how Tyreek Hill fits into all this real quick, but a Ramsey post-June 1st deal would give the Miami Dolphins roughly $9.9 million in salary cap savings, yet it would carry a dead cap of just over $6.7 million. So very important that the Dolphins wait till tomorrow to trade Jalen Ramsey because they would actually save a lot more money and have to spend a lot less money, which now leads us to how Jalen Ramsey fits into all this. Whoever you believe, Vlad, Jalen Ramsey, you and I have theorized. The Dolphins went to him and said, can we restructure your contract? And his response was, nah. And then he said, you know what? In fact, get me out of here. Jalen Ramsey posts on social media because that's what we do nowadays, man. We don't ever directly talk to anybody. We go to social media, post a picture of himself working out at LA Fitness. But where was the LA Fitness? Because, you know, LA Fitness is a national brand.
It's not only in LA.
But his was in Los Angeles. And he said, it's nice to be, there. He goes, clean sweep for the gang. Jalen Ramsey posted about hooping at an LA Fitness in Anaheim tonight. We know the trade is happening, but could he be going back to LA?
Well, first of all, if I was his agent, I would tell this dumbass not to be playing no basketball if I'm about to trade you, because all of a sudden you can have
your ACL.
Yeah, and then
what a player! I mean, I know you got to live your life, but come on, man.
I get it, but yeah, I'm not. You know, I'm not posting that.
He's playing ball against a bunch of sweaties sometimes, at an LA Fitness.
Sometimes you got to pull Ryan Fitzpatrick when, you know, sometimes you get hurt at an amusement park, but you got to say it was I got hurt working out.
Oh, man, and he's playing up against some ballers. Let me tell you this. Let me try to post this picture. If you're on YouTube and Twitch, we're going to try to post this picture real quick and show you what type of talent he was balling against real quick. Vlad, it's an interesting group of guys, man. So clean sweep for the gang. I hope it was, Jalen. The guys you were playing against weren't exactly hooping and balling. So let's see. Oh, no, I don't think I'm going to be able to do it, but let's just try it. Let's try it. See if I can. But nonetheless, yeah, you're right, Vlad. I didn't even think of that aspect of the, you know, like, you might not want to be doing that, especially if you're about to be traded. Your trade value could really, really go down. But yeah, man, we'll see. Nonetheless, no, I don't have the picture up right now. But it's not the most athletic guys. I mean, maybe it was just a pickup game.
Well, those are the guys that get you hurt.
Yeah, of course. Guys that know what they're doing, they don't get you hurt. It's the guys that are all sloppy and nasty. But does that mean anything? Is he just balling at an LA balling? Is he just playing basketball in LA Fitness and posting it? Or is he kind of trying to say something like, I'm back home, I'm doing my thing?
Nah, it would have just been he's just balling. That's it. Like, he's just showing that he's, whatever's going on, it's not affecting him. He's still living his life, he's still working out, and he's still gonna be ready for the upcoming season. But these guys, I mean, he knows. They know the business. They know what's up. The team's definitely going to try to do what's best for them. So trading him tomorrow is better. Now it's what team is willing to give up what the Dolphins want.
Yeah. Now, maybe
Jalen. Now, we've heard rumors that the Chargers or the Rams, both teams in mm-hmm. LA, and both teams are probably his preferred destinations, are interested in him. But as the Dolphins, you also know that you have a former All-Pro, former Pro Bowl cornerback who still got some juice. So, yeah, you want some value back for him.
Yeah, at this point, if you're the Dolphins, it's business. I don't care where you want to go. We're going to get the best we can out of you, or best we can for you. Jalen Ramsey, though, maybe give a little nudge to some of the L.A. teams. Of course, he played with the Rams, won a Super Bowl. They're familiar with him. He's familiar with them. There's rumors, and I don't even know if it's rumors. There's just talk that he wants to go back and be with his family in Los Angeles. But there's also a little nudge to the other L.A. team, the Chargers. And there's an article that recently just came out on LosAngelesChargersSI.com. Chris Rawling, he says that the Chargers, okay, they have promising young cornerbacks in Tarheeb Still and Cam Hart, but Jim Harbaugh and company might be interested in Jalen Ramsey, who we feel as though still has some juice. It's an interesting conversation. The Chargers currently have $26 million in free cap space. So that means that they could probably afford the Ramsey $16 million cap hit in 2025, which escalates roughly to $25 million in 2026, but that isn't also a big deal for them. So they have the cap space, and they have promising young cornerbacks, but maybe you want to kick the tires on some Jalen Ramsey after this June 1st deadline and get him back in L.A. and playing with the Chargers. And, you know, Jim Harbaugh loves that great defense and covers up a lot of other deficiencies in the team. Possibly. You can possibly see that happening. They have the space. It's just, do they want Jalen Ramsey? Interesting. Interesting. Is it going to be done sooner or later, Vlad? I think for the Dolphins, the benefit would probably be sooner, because if more and more trades start happening and some of these other cornerbacks and DBs start going to other teams, once again, the market is totally different. The supply and demand starts changing more to the supply than the demand. If you can get a really good deal, if you can get a good deal done tomorrow, I think that would benefit the Miami Dolphins.
You still need the money. If you're trying to get the money to try to pay Jonnu, and you also trying to get that money to give
you're gonna need some
Zach Sealer an extension.
But you're also going to need some cornerbacks, and you're going to need some safeties.
I mean, you're going to sign some guys that are, you know, that get released.
Serviceable, hopefully.
Right. I mean, that's what you did last year, right? When did you get Kyle Fuller on them guys?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Wasn't it around this time of the year?
Yep.
So, but you can't, I mean, you got to, you definitely at some point going to have to address the secondary because that's a major weakness right now. Now, are you hoping that this is a second year under Anthony Weaver, that these guys will understand the defensive concept very well?
They were a top 10 defense last year.
Well, okay.
Which was hard to believe because they got no pressure on the quarterback and no turnovers.
Well, now are you getting three of your pass rushers back?
Hopefully.
Okay.
You hopefully get Bradley Chubb.
Chubb should be back. I mean, he missed the whole damn season.
Jalen Phillips.
I'm not going to do, you know, science versus medicine.
We're not doing that.
But we'll see. And then you have the second year of Chop.
Chop Robinson. You're going to have Zach Sealer.
You got Kenneth Grant. We said this yesterday. The front seven's not bad.
No, if they can stay healthy.
That back four is...
But once again, we've also heard from former NFL player, and I do believe Leroy Horde, if you can get to the quarterback quick and pressure him, then the secondary is not as deficient. But then again, you bring up a good point, Vlad, that what if the quarterback has escapability like most of the quarterbacks we're going to face this year? That's a little bit of a problem.
Right.
And teams can scheme. I think teams can scheme that up. I think Andy Reid knows how to scheme up, you know, if they're going to try to get to, although he couldn't do it in the Super Bowl, that's for sure.
Well, listen.
Although I'm not comparing our defensive line.
I am not comparing the Dolphins front four compared to the Eagles front four.
Nobody can. Interesting.
Yeah, well, you could have.
Could have what?
I mean, they did play under that scheme.
That is true. Vic Fangio was here for a while.
And that was a top 10 defense as well.
As well.
There was a time they were top five until that Baltimore game, but that defense kept them in a lot of games toward the end of the season when an offense struggled.
So if we speak of more craziness that possibly could happen with the Dolphins, and we know Chris Greer is kind of desperate, it seems like, at certain times. There could be, of course, a Tyreek Hill trade. There is some talk out there that the Chicago Bears could be interested in Tyreek Hill. Of course, they're trying to give Caleb Williams as much help as possible. They've revamped that offensive line. They've given him some weapons. There is talk. Mike Florio. Now, we know Pro Football Talks. Mike Florio always locked in and always trying to give at least what he believes is his honest opinion. He suggests that Eric Bieniemy, you know, he's over there doing the offensive coordinating. He could swap number one wideouts, Bears new look offense. So you would swap probably DJ Moore for one Tyreek Hill. The Bears also would be an intriguing option, especially for former Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy on the coaching staff. But they're currently loaded at receiver.
Oh, he would want him back because he had him at KC. That's right.
It wouldn't work unless they'd send DJ Moore to Miami as part of a trade, Florio writes. It's a long shot for the Bears or any other team, but all it takes is one team to convince itself that Hill can be the difference maker, the guy who can help a team that is close to the mountaintop finish the climb.
Wow, Chicago really thinks they can make a run this year.
Are they getting that much better? DJ Moore is a very good receiver.
You're doing that right now because you have a rookie quarterback, well, a second-year quarterback. So you're trying to make sure that with all the money that you do have, you're putting all the talent and pieces around him for you guys to have a chance to win. But that's a tough-ass division.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Tyreek a difference maker?
Is he going to get you over? If you believe he's going to get you over
Tyreek,
the mountain.
If it's old Tyreek, yes. DJ Moore is a very good wide receiver.
Right.
I don't know if he's a Tyreek Hill.
Exactly. So, you still got Rome with Donze.
But.
And you got Rooker.
I don't know if that Tyreek Hill is still there, though.
What if they really believe in a guy that they drafted very high in Rome with Donze? Our rookie Luther Burden III. What if you believe, let's take a risk. Let's send DJ Moore. Let's get Tyreek Hill. If we get old Tyreek for a year or two, that might be all that we need to get us over the hump against a good Minnesota Vikings team, against a good Green Bay Packers team. You know, what do you say to that? Like, against a good Detroit Lions team. Don't let me leave the Lions out. That's a risk, though.
No, Minnesota, Detroit, Green Bay.
That's a risk. That's a risk.
You already got the Eagles out there, your Commanders.
That's a risk. I don't know. I don't think that. I think it's a long shot right there. And like, and Mike Florio admitted that it's a long shot. But if you're, you know, sitting there, for, you know, we know with the Panthers, fortune sometimes favors the bold. And the Dolphins might say we've had enough of Tyreek Hill.
No, I don't think it's. Here's the thing. I wouldn't think it's the Dolphins. That, I mean, it would be the Bears making the bold move.
Right. Well, no. I think the Dolphins. I think if they came and said DJ Moore and like whatever a fourth round.
No, I mean you make that move. It's like a rebuild without saying it's a rebuild. Like they're trying to rebuild without telling you it's a rebuild.
It's a pretty safe move, I would think, for Chris Greer, right? If they would offer DJ Moore and let's say
DJ's making money, maybe.
Yeah, but what if they would not a straight up trade, but let's say you know,
I mean, it could be a straight up trade because their salaries are not that far apart.
But let's just say Mike Greer works his magic, and I use that term very loosely.
If I get DJ Moore in a third round pick,
no, there's no way he would do that.
What do you mean? If the Bears offer me, if I tell the Bears I'll trade you Tyreek for DJ Moore and a third round pick,
100%.
Yes, if the Bears says yes, I think that would be a great move for Chris Greer.
No, that would be a fantastic move. Saying more logically, they would be a DJ Moore for Tyreek Hill, and then like we would get a fifth round, and they would get our sixth round, something like that.
Nah, y'all not getting anything from us. If I was a Dolphin,
I mean, a sixth round pick, and we get
Hey, fam,
so you get a fifth round pick out of it.
Hey, bro, you're not getting. You know what you can get? You can get all the Tyreek's transgressions. You can take that with you. How about that?
You're not gonna get a third round pick.
I'm giving you Tyreek. You gave me DJ Moore in a third or fourth round pick. A fourth round pick that could become a third round pick if Tyreek hits some incentives.
That's Vlad, put it in perspective. Some of the best receivers in this game, like Davante Adams, got traded for straight up just a third round pick.
And so
why would the Bears send DJ Moore, a proven receiver, and a third round pick?
Because I'm giving you a what many people consider the best player in the league not too long ago, a season ago?
Right.
Yeah, so I'm giving you that, and you don't have to pay your quarterback. My quarterback is paid.
Right.
And that wide receiver is also paid.
But we say it, the market is the market.
So give me, I'm giving
that's not the market.
I'm giving you Tyreek Hill, you give me DJ Moore, and a third round pick. That's
not the market. That's way over the market.
That is it.
That is over the market.
Then the Dolphins shouldn't make the move.
Okay.
You got to wet my beak, baby. Uh-uh.
They're not making that trade.
Then there's not even a reason to talk about this then.
Well, no, if it's a straight up trade.
I'm not doing a straight up. I mean, we could do straight up, but no.
What if the Dolphins are tired of it? What if the Dolphins actually have seen Tyreek and say, you know what? He is a little over the hill. Pardon the pun.
Tyreek and a fourth that could become a third, we good. Tyreek, a fourth that could become a third, and DJ Moore.
I wish you were the Bears general manager. I do. I really do. Because
DJ Moore and a fourth round pick that could become a third. I'll give you Tyreek. Because you have Tyreek, you have Romeo Odunze. I mean, you got all these guys that you don't have to pay. Only Tyreek is the only contract. And by the time Tyreek's contract is out, that's when those guys need to get paid. So I give you that. I give you a bona fide a Hall of Famer, a guy with something to prove, a guy that's been in the playoffs every year except for one. I'm giving you a Super Bowl winner. I'm giving your rookie, your second-year quarterback, a bona fide weapon.
Okay.
Give me that and a third-round pick.
Bears general manager. We got a guy that is embroiled in all types of off-field stuff, a very high price tag, and had one of the worst years of his career last year. Why should I be doing that?
Say it again? I was reading the text messages. I'm sorry.
So I'm trading for a guy that has tons of off-field digressions, has had some problems even on the field.
Hey, you called me, B. I didn't call you. You called me.
I'm trying to negotiate a price right now.
You called me.
And I got a guy who's coming off the worst year of his career.
You called me.
And he's coming off of multiple wrist surgeries.
You called me. I didn't call you.
Okay, I'm hanging up the phone now. Boom.
All right, so you called me. Now I'm also telling you, you're also getting a guy who's giving a gate. Who, until the season ago, gave you 3,500 yards.
Dirk Nowitzki was a great player as of a few seasons ago.
He was banged up.
Should I trade for him now?
He was banged up.
He was banged up, and
my quarterback and his starting quarterback was hurt for most of the season.
How can I promise that that's not going to be the problem this year? How can I promise that he's not going
to
get banged
up? Because that's your O-line that needs to protect him. You better protect Caleb.
I'm not talking about quarterbacks. I'm talking about Tyreek Hill.
If his quarterback is there and healthy, if his starting quarterback's there and healthy, he's going to put up numbers.
So we're getting nowhere with this conversation, just like Tyreek Hill is going absolutely nowhere, because what we're laying out right now is just not going to happen.
I'm just saying, if you're the Dolphins, I don't understand how's the Jet fan looking out for the Dolphins like this? If you're the Dolphins,
I want the trade.
Okay, then.
Why would the other team make these trades? Like Trey Murphy. Oh, we'll give you, yesterday, getting back to the Pelicans and the Heat, we'll give you Jaime Jaquez Jr. and Terry Rozier for Trey Murphy III. Why would the Pelicans make these trades if it's not mutually beneficial? And I know you're telling me he's a superstar, and as of a year ago, once again, what have you done for me lately, was the number one rated player in the league by his
peers.
But he had the worst career year last year, and you're trying to tell me why, and I'm trying to tell you, hey, I got to report to my people.
Right, and I'm, you know, same thing that I have to report to my people. DJ Moore was, you know, DJ Moore had terrible quarterbacks as well, right?
We'll see.
And he was also, he was injured in the past as well.
So Tyreek Hill's going nowhere, I'm guessing. Jalen Ramsey is definitely going somewhere.
My thing is this, right now, Tyreek Hill, for DJ Moore, it's like, I would make that trade, but you're going to have to add something else, and I'm not giving you anything else.
There you go.
If I'm Chris Greer and the Dolphins.
So what is the likelihood now that Jalen Ramsey gets traded, the cap space we use to re-sign Jonnu Smith? I would say that's a very high likelihood.
Yeah, because here's the thing. All right, now I just thought about this, right? You're not making a trade for DJ Moore right now, unless you're going to do it right now, because the season's not that far from beginning. After this week and next week, I believe everybody's OTAs are done, and then they're six weeks off.
Mm-hmm.
So can you do a trade? Yes, you could do a trade right before training camp opens, but for a wide receiver and quarterback to get the connection, that is something that has to be done during OTAs, what's that one, the optional one that they can do, involuntary or voluntary,
right,
work, like all of that. That's something that has to be developed over a course of time. So I don't think that's going to happen. I think because of the relationship they got with Jonnu and everything that Jonnu did last season, McDaniel needs his weapons. He needs his toys, right? And Jonnu's a big toy. But he's a valuable toy. He needs him. And he's not getting paid what the market states that a top caliber tight end of his ilk.
Yeah.
Should be making. So yeah, I think the Dolphins also agree with that.
They'll find a way.
But the question as a Dolphin is, what the hell y'all doing with that secondary?
Anthony Weaver, work your magic.